Thank you and good afternoon. The Fortuna Police Department are in the midst of an investigation into an attempted murder and suicide incident that occurred in the 4500 block of Forest Hills Drive early this morning. A 39-year-old woman was shot and wounded by an unidentified 47-year-old man who then proceeded to shoot and kill himself. The woman was airlifted to an out-of-area hospital while in critical condition. The man and the woman had a child together, and it's believed that the shooting was part of a child custody dispute. The father was at the house this morning as part of a scheduled custody exchange. The child is currently with family members, and the identity of the man and the woman have not been released at this time. The Arcata City Council will be holding a special council meeting tonight in their board chambers. The meeting will discuss sending a letter to the California Energy Commission to request changes in the building energy efficiency standards to support the use of heat pumps for space and water heating. The California Energy Commission is already considering these changes in the California Code of Regulations. The updated standards will be proposed for adoption in 2015 with an effective date of January 1st of 2017. Today, the Law Enforcement Administrators of Del Norte County recognized employees and community members for outstanding achievements during the 2014 year. The Sheriff's Office awarded Robert Clarkson as Deputy of the Year, while Kyle Stevens was awarded Correctional Officer of the Year. Glenn Kelly was also awarded as Reserve Deputy of the Year. Also during the presentation, 8-year-old Lola Wiley received a special sheriff's commendation for bravery, and the crowd gave Lola a standing ovation. Humboldt County Treasurer John Bartholomew has issued an alert to county residents that this year's property tax bills for the 2014-2015 tax year have the incorrect delinquent date printed on the second installment stubs. The current stubs show that the delinquent date is after December 10th of 2014, when the correct date should read after April 10th of 2015. The error came after significant changes to the format of this year's bills to match the same format used in other counties and states. The Headwaters Fund is recruiting new members for the Headwaters Fund Board. The selected board members will begin their service in April. Applicants will be interviewed by a screening committee who will then recommend candidates to the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors. The Headwaters Fund facilitates economic development in Humboldt County through loan and grant programs. If you are one of those interested in applying and need more information, you can go to the Headwater Fund's website. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Officers and detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at an encampment in the Greenbelt area just north of the Bayshore Mall on Tuesday. The target of the search warrant were two men, 53-year-old Timothy Stockhoff and his son, 27-year-old Joshua Stockhoff. Officers detained Timothy Stockhoff in a tent without incident, and a search of that tent and the surrounding encampment turned up five firearms, including a handgun, a shotgun, and three rifles, along with ammunition of various calibers. The handgun had been reported stolen in Eureka, and the other firearms are suspected of being stolen as well. Officers also confiscated methamphetamine. Law enforcement and city workers also dismantled a bicycle chop shop during the raid and cleanup, and during that operation, two children, ages 4 and 6 years old, were turned over to Child Welfare Services. Access Humboldt will be holding the Civic Media Open House at the Media Center at Eureka High School from 10:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. on Thursday. The open house will provide a forum for local residents to learn how civic media operates and how it impacts the North Coast. The event is free to the public, and for more information, you can contact Access Humboldt. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.